This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Well, it's just after 1500 UTC. Hello, everyone. Welcome again to The Happy Station Show. For listeners in North America and the Caribbean, Keith Pallon with you for the next 55 minutes. It's really nice to have you join me on this edition of the show. We have quite a few things to get to today. And I'll tell you this, my day has been going super, I have to tell you. I had just absolutely fabulous day, only because I finally had my new air conditioning system installed today. And I'm looking forward to getting home in about an hour and a half to be able to enjoy it. They came this morning to do it, and then I had to leave right away for work. So at least I know it's working really well. And the reason why I changed it is, even though there was nothing wrong with my old one was so noisy. It sounded like there were trucks passing by my window all the time. And because I cannot sleep if I don't have the air conditioning on, I said to myself, well, I think I should replace it. The other one was like a zillion years old. So I got a new one, so hopefully tonight I will have a better sleep and a much cooler sleep than with my previous one. Even though it worked, it was kind of iffy. You kind of, you know, had to take a baseball bat to it and hit it a few times for it to work. Sounds like some people that I know, actually. It's like they're just there and you smack them around and they wake up, you know. Anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome. And for those who are listening to us overseas via the internet, also a special hello to you. And the program can be streamed. Well, you can listen to the stream, that is, at www.wrmi.net. In the control room at this very moment is our own Kevin Lee and Johan Becker, who I am planning to actually have them say hello on the show at some point because some people are wondering what they sound like. So yes, they are going to come and appear on the show, not this one, but a show in the future with something that they're putting together, and I have no idea what it is. It's kind of frightening. But the nice thing about being the host of the show is before I come into the studio, I can always say, well, let me listen to it, and if they don't play it, I'll just say, well, let's go out to dinner, I go eat, and then come back to the studio while they're still eating, and then listen to it then. So hopefully I won't be in too much of a shock, as well as you as well. There's going to be a point at today's show that you will have to tune out if you don't want to lose your breakfast, shall we say. And I wonder what that could be. Well, stay tuned and find out. Let's kick off right away with some music from Germany. Here's Connie Forbes and Lady Sunshine and Mr. Moon.
Und Mr. Moon können gar nichts dagegen tun, dass sie am Himmel sich niemals trafen, denn wenn er aufsteht, dann geht sie schlafen. Lady Sunshine und Mr. Moon können gar nichts dagegen tun, wenn sie auch träumen von einem Märchen, ein Pärchen werden sie nie. Da sind wir beide besser dran, viel besser dran, weil ich dann nun so oft ich will am Tage küssen kann. Hier unten ist das Leben schön für dich und mich. Dein Mund sagt mir so oft ich will, mein Schatz, ich liebe dich. Doch Lady, Lady Sunshine und Mr. Moon können gar nichts dagegen tun, wenn sie auch träumen von einem Märchen, ein Pärchen werden sie nie. Lady Sunshine und Mr. Moon würden gern was dagegen tun, dass sie so einsam dort oben wandern, dass sie nur träumen, verliebt vom anderen. Lady Sunshine und Mr. Moon können gar nichts dagegen tun, wenn sie auch träumen von einem Märchen, ein Pärchen werden sie nie, nie.
Lady Sunshine and Mr. Moon by Connie Forbes from Germany. And that recording I had for many, many years. I just recently dug it up. It was from an album that I copied from Ian McFarland almost 17 years ago. Yeah, a long time ago. I'm surprised that I still had it. All right, let's now say hello to a few people that signed up to the Facebook page. I mentioned them already earlier today at 100 UTC, but a few of them had some questions. One of them is from Manly Zhao, who lives in China, and she first heard the Happy Station about 2 months ago when she went to the United States. She has been listening to shortwave radio for more than 20 years now, and she brought her trusty little Sony radio with her and was tuning in when she went to Dallas, Texas. I hope you said hello to JR for me. Well, I said that because she's a fan of Dallas, the TV show. She wanted to know if there's any frequencies for the Asia-Pacific region. At the moment, the only frequencies that we're on in the Asia-Pacific are for New Zealand, which unfortunately is on FM, so you can't pick it up. And also in Indonesia, which is on AM and FM. If you're lucky, you may have an e-skip, so you'll be able to It could happen. You may pick up one of the FM frequencies by chance or AM programs by chance. So you never know. But anyway, if there is a frequency for Asia Pacific, I will announce it, of course, on the show. But right now, my second plan is to get the show on in Europe first and then start looking at other areas. So Manly, keep your fingers crossed. But good listening to you for the web stream and, of course, the podcast. Now, you listened to, you said you've been tuning into the web stream at 9 o'clock in the morning, which is 100 UTC, and also on occasion for this transmission at 1500 UTC, which is 11 p.m. So hopefully we will have a much clearer signal on shortwave very soon for you, as well as the other people from this region who have been writing me. If you're wondering why I sound a little bit strange today, I, for some reason, damaged my voice the other day. In between the programs, I had to do this commercial today, which was highly annoying, shall we say. The producer didn't know what they wanted, and the creative people behind the commercial didn't know what they wanted. And I think I'd read the same script, I don't know how many times. They kept making changes to it over and over and over and over and over. And it was, I had to act out a part of somebody who was screaming. And I damaged my voice, I think. Plus, the air conditioning in the studio was extremely high, which also didn't help matters. But I think it'll hold out for the next little while. Here's some more music. Love is kind, love is wine. The Seekers, when we come back, our Listener's Corner.
Love is kind, love is wise, so much laughter in your eyes, and you know that I will love you till the last flower dies.
Do you hear music far away? There's so much I'd like to say. Got a feeling oh so new, so I'm singing just for you.
You are everywhere I find, in my heart and on my mind. Time is all I have, time for you.
Love is kind, love is wine. The Seekers here on the Happy Station Show. Let's now go to our listener's corner with a message this week from Winthrop Yu, who lives in the Philippines. And by the way, his message is not just in English, but also in Tagalog.
Except radio is a time-hand short today. This was a very difficult to tune into the strongest station. And you would normally pick Voice of America, of course, BBC, and surprisingly Radio Nederland. Of course, sometimes you'd pick up the Dutch broadcast, of course, if you tune on Sunday, then yeah, happily enough, I stumbled onto Happy Station and I became a regular listener for quite a number of years. And it was actually Tom's charm, the way he even if he was doing it from far away or even if it was pre-recorded, it felt like he was in your living room speaking with you. And that was really something to look forward to every Sunday. I'm going to send a greeting to Tom Meyer and all the other Happy Station listeners. Kamusta kayong lahat? Sana nasa mabuting kalagayan kayo. Matagal ng panahon mula nung in Happy Station nasa area over Radio Native World Service. Pero natutuwa ako na andun pa rin kayo at nakikinig ngayon kayo sa bagong Happy Station. That last part means I'm glad to see that there are still Happy Station fans out there. And that although the old Happy Station is no longer air, that we still have a lot of fans listening to the new Happy Station.
Thank you very much, Winthrop. And if you want to send along your recorded message to be used in the Listener's Corner segment on Happy Station, it's very easy to do. Record an MP3 file at your end, attach it to an email, and send it to the following address, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. You can also record it in other formats like Real Player or Wave, but I should tell you that if you do record it as a Wave file, it may be a little bit too big to send as an attachment. And for whatever reason, if you can't send it as a file, but you would still like to record a message anyway, send me an email with your phone number, with the email that I just mentioned, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Include your phone number and we'll fix up a time so I can contact you and we can record it over the telephone. Alright, let's now take a listen to a piece of music. This is going to be dedicated to Winthrop in the Philippines. He is one of my favorite singers from Italy. His name is Alessandro Safina. Here he is with Luna.
Scrivono e che il loro senno spesso perdono, tu accogli i sospiri di chi spasi. Il tempo
Alessandro Safina with Luna, one of my favorite singers from Italy, here on the International Happy Station. Let's now go to, another message that came to me, an email actually that came to me from a listener who is in California, who didn't sign his email. Here it is. It is, what is it? Benjamin. Here we go. Benjamin, who listens to us in California. No last name. Didn't even say where in California he listens to us on. But he was wondering how long I have been in Asia and is there things that I miss from not being in North America. Well, I have to tell you, there's certain things that, well, I don't miss anything because I can basically find everything that I want here, but there's certain things that you forget, which I know may sound odd. For example, now, if you're from the United States, your Independence Day is the 4th of July. Canada's National Day is the 1st of July. Now, believe it or not, as a Canadian, I actually forgot when it was. You just kind of forget when. And I know Americans who live here, who have been living here longer than I have, who even forget when the 4th of July is. Yeah, it's quite interesting. Last year, I only remembered it was Canada Day because I received a phone call from the Canadian consulate here in Taipei, or rather the quasi-embassy, and they said, oh, we're having a Canada Day celebration. Would you want to attend? And I was like, oh, that's right. It's coming up, isn't it? Yes, you kind of forget about things like that. Like Easter, you kind of forget about. Christmas, you don't forget about because Christmas is celebrated here just as it is in the West in a different way because this is Taiwan is a Buddhist country. It's not a Christian country. But Buddhists also here in Taiwan celebrate Christmas, but not the religious aspect of the holiday, but more the celebration, like, you know, the peace and goodwill and all that stuff as well. So usually starting in the middle part of November, you can go to any department store here in Taipei or around Taiwan and find Christmas trees and Santa Clauses and Christmas specials in stores and everything. So that is not so easy to forget. But Easter is. And what other holidays do you kind of forget about? Well, if you're American, you forget about Thanksgiving. If you're Canadian, you also forget about it. Because the American Thanksgiving, of course, is different from the Canadian one. A different time of year. Little things like that. But Christmas, of course, is everywhere. But things like Thanksgiving, you forget. And like I said, National Days of Countries, which is kind of embarrassing to say. But anyway, let's now actually have a little bit more music. When we come back, we'll go to our mail call. Here's Nina Simone recorded live at the Newport Jazz Festival in the United States with My Baby Just Cares For Me on The Happy Station.
We're going to do the song that I think you've been waiting for all this night. My Baby. My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for. Now that was about as much energy as a newborn baby. Jesus, Lord. High tone places as loud as you can get it. Let's start it all over again. And all you people standing up in the back, I know you know it. My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. This is Saturday night. Get loose. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for
cars and races.
All right.
Nina Simone recorded live at the Newport Jazz Festival with My Baby Just Cares For Me. A rather fun version of the song, I have to say. All right, now time for this week's Mail Call. One of the questions actually that we get with Mail Call is, why don't we do every single letter they said, you know, I sent mine in and you didn't use it. Well, the reason for that is, well, if we did that, that would be an entire show. And, you know, a lot of people are tuning in for the music and the silliness that happens. So, of course, we can't get to every single letter. But, of course, everyone is responded to personally. And Johan has been busy sending out the QSL cards for reception reports and everything else. And just to let you know, there is going to be a second Happy Station QSL card coming out very, very soon. So stay tuned to find out a little bit more about that one as well. A different one, actually. So, yes. Okay. One of the people actually that wrote me about why wasn't my letter used, he said he wrote a couple of times, is, well, we're going to mention it today. Peter M. Stuckey, who lives in Kitchener, Ontario. He said he first started listening to the Happy Station in the early 1990s. He says he remembers listening to the last year that Tom Meyer did, and then listening to Pete Myers when Pete took over from Tom. And he said he heard some of the older shows on the Radio Netherlands archive site, and will I be featuring some of those programs? Well, we're not going to feature the entire shows because they'll be too complicated to do, but we will, of course, have some Happy Station classic moments that we will use on the show. And speaking of Happy Station classic moments, somebody said, why don't I put together a CD? And that is from Jose Ignacio, who lives in Costa Rica. Well, in answer to your question, towards the end of the year, there is going to be a Happy Station CD released. Actually, it's going to be three CDs, and one of them is going to be some classic Happy Station shows from the past, and one of the CDs is also going to be some of the music that has been played on Happy Station through the many years that the show is on the air. And he also goes on to ask, this is from Jose, and also Peter also asked the same question, how many Happy Station shows have been done? Well, do you mean from the Revive show that we did March 12th, or do you mean dating back to 1928? Let me know, because one of our listeners sent me in a while ago his calculation of how many Happy Station shows have been done since 1928. We didn't get to it yet because I'm leaving that for something else. And he's a regular listener, and I know he listens every week. I've been chatting to him on our Facebook page every now and again. So if I didn't mention the figure that you sent me right away, it's because I'm leaving it. You know, we talked about it already. We're leaving it for something else. So thank you very much, Jose and Peter. And if you want to send in your reception report and letter, please do so. Our address is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. Now, if you didn't have time to write that down, don't worry. I'll be giving out the address towards the end of the show as well, so you have time to get a pen and paper handy. But you can also log on to the website for Radio Miami International at www.wrmi.net. Click on Happy Station and you'll find the address there. And you can also send me an email, pcj.happystation@gmail.com, to get our postal address to receive our QSL card, which at the moment is a world map. But we have another QSL card coming out very, very soon. Actually, I have to say, I like the second one, personally, much better than the first one. But that's my personal taste, so hopefully you'll also enjoy the second one as well. And of course, if you do send us a reception report, email, or anything, you'll be entered into a lucky draw that we're going to have at the end of the year. And the two shows for December 31st, which is, of course, the last day for 2009, are going to be very special. And the reason is, well, guess what? those two shows will be 2 hours. That's right. For December 31st, which is the last day of the year, December 31st UTC time, the programs will be 2 hours. Okay, time for more music. Here's Tom Meyer, dedicated to all those who sent in letters and emails and everything else. Of course, we can't get to every single one, like I just said. Here he is, recorded in Atlanta in the United States of America with I Could Never Love You More on the Happy Station. I Could Never Love You More, Tom Meyer, here on The Happy Station. And now time for Bob Zanotti with some information from Switzerland.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, switzerlandinsound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs. SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.
Thank you very much, Bob. The website for Switzerland in Sound is just that, www.SwitzerlandInSound.com. And Switzerland in Sound is one word. And do check the site out, because there's some wonderful clips there of the two Bobs, as well as some other wonderful programs and reports about Switzerland. I happen to love Switzerland. I only went there once. I went to Bern, many, many years ago. Hopefully, I'll go back one day again for another visit. All right, now time for more music. We're going to take a listen to one of my favorite composers and arrangers. He's done everything from jazz to rap. His name is Quincy Jones, And one of his most popular compositions is called Soul Bossa Nova. Now, for those who are fans of the Austin Powers series of films, you may know that that track was also used as the theme song to the three films. But many of you may or may not know, Soul Bossa Nova was also used in the 1970s for a TV show in Canada. That's right, it was a TV game show in Canada called Definition. And for almost, I think, more than 10 years, Soul Bossa Nova was used as the theme song. But now we're going to take a listen to the original version, Quincy Jones and his orchestra with Soul Bossa Nova. Soul Bossa Nova, Quincy Jones and his orchestra. Now, this is the point of the program where actually you should tune out for maybe 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes, as I mentioned earlier on the show, because, you may or may not remember, a number of weeks ago I played a recording that I did in Japan at the studios of NHK, and a few people have been writing in and sending me, well, two people sent me a message via Facebook wondering if I was going to do that again. I know, I think I will. I know I'm a bit of a ham. Overdone, shall we say. So we are going to do that right now. Here I am with the studio orchestra of NHK in Japan, recorded in 2007, and let me check the month, July 2007, with Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly me to the moon, let me play amongst the stars, Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I hope for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Fly me to the moon, let me play amongst the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I hope for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Doo-doo, shoo-wop, scooby-doo-booby-doo-booby-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, doo-wop-da-bop-diddly-day, shoo-wop-boop-a-doo, a-doo-doo-bop-a-day-day-day-day, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Oh, fly me, fly me, fly me. All right, one more time. Why don't you fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore? You are all I hope for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. You.
All right, it's safe to tune back in now. That was yours truly with Fly Me to the Moon, recorded at the studios of NHK in Japan. Let's now have something a little less ridiculous, because we still have time to squeeze in one more piece. Here's Franck Porcel et son grand orchestre with Allegro du Grand Cierre en Meneur by Antonio Vivaldi. Thank you. Frank Purcell et son grand orchestre with the Allegro from Antonio Vivaldi. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of the Happy Station Show. Once again, our snail mail address, if you want to send in a reception report or a greeting or anything the old-fashioned way, it's very simple. Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Lane 31, Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N, 1, Sanmin Road, and Sanmin is S-A-N like Norman, M like Mother, I-N Road, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, which is very easy to spell, of course, R-O-C, which stands for Republic of China, and the zip code is 22070. That's 22070. And if you didn't, if you couldn't write that down for whatever reason, you can also log on to the website for WRMI at www.wrmi.net. That's www.wrmi.net. And click on Happy Station and you'll find all the information there. And once again, our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And finally, our Facebook page, if you're already signed up to the Facebook, is very easy. Do a search for the Happy Station Show, click join the group, and that's it. And you'll find some pictures and the podcasts of all the shows as well. Coming up next week on the show, not at 1500 UTC, but at 100 UTC, I will be interviewing Anna Jackison, Canadian jazz singer who now lives in London, who has been touring Asia, and that's next week for the 100 UTC transmission of the Happy Station directed to South America and the Caribbean. But of course, you can also listen to the web stream as well and the podcast if it's out of your area. So that's it. That's all. I have to run now. Time to go and have dinner. So on behalf of my technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johan Backer, who has been sending out the QSL cards. This is Keith Perron, all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, wishing you well, and hope that we'll see you again very, very soon. So all I can say now is, so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC. This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.